During this past offseason, the Patriots hung a gone fishing sign outside their locker room here at Gillette Stadium. They headed south and they shoved off from Nantucket. And the primary catch? Stripers. Now, this was the maiden voyage for number 54, Teddy Bruschi. And not only did he have a great time, he had the biggest catch of all.
As the cool spring days turn to summer, we head to the Cape to cast our lines and start the season with a good day of fishing. The boats were at the ready, and the captain had a plan of attack. We loaded the boat with all of our provisions to begin our for a long and fruitful journey. This group of fine fishermen took their positions and enjoyed the ride. Dropped our lines, and we're off to a great start.
Fishing. Oh, look at the cow! That's a cow! First fish of the day! It's a beast!
Leave it to Brew to land the first big fish of the day with a nice striper off the coast of Nantucket.
Good fish right there. I'll tell you, when we dropped the first line and we went to go ahead and run our first set, Teddy hooked up with a nice fish. Kind of figured he was a ringer. You know, we're trying to make some sweet harmony out here on the water, and it's like a song. You know, you hear that beat, and then things start picking up, and then somebody adds like a little bit of and then before you know it, you're catching fish.
You like that, don't you?
All right, Wes, can you at least catch some freaking fish now?
I think I caught a goldfish.
He's crazy, his name's Merle.
Here, fish.
Woohoo! You got that, huh?
Come on, little buddy.
Come on, little buddy.
Nice.
Woohoo!
As you can see, we're all catching fish. Well, that is except for my friend Snappy Snapperton.
I hate these fish, man.
Not his day today. Now, you would think that a guy with a lot of tattoos of fish and mermaids all over his body would have a better chance of catching fish.
Take me to a bluefish competition. I'm winning.
Not today, my friend. Today was not your day.
You're going home hungry, buddy.
I'm going to give you the fish handle.
You're starving tonight, Lonnie.
You can't catch a fish if it had handles.
Okay, so all in all, a great day of fishing. Now, I know we landed a lot of fish and we had a lot of fun. I'm disappointed, though. You guys missed the ultimate fish. This thing had to be 55 pounds. It was a monster.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He wants some.
Unbelievable day. I'm telling you, you guys changed your tapes. We're out there. I set the hook. I knew it was a good one. It's running. It's ripping line.
Oh, you want to run some line, little buddy? Oh.
Unbelievable. Get into the boat. Amazing! Huge fish. The ears on this thing had to weigh at least 15 pounds each. Unbelievable. You had to see it to believe it.
Splash me right in the face. Look at that little turd. He'd be good eating.
I'm going to end it with this. I want you to understand it. Listen closely. You can give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. But if you teach a man to fish, he will lie for a lifetime. Great stories, good times had by all.
Well, as you can see, a good time was had by all, and the players just couldn't believe how much of a workout it was, how taxing it was just fighting those stripers and just getting them into the boat every single time. And that's no fishtail.